All the hits, Mix 105.1. Good morning. It is John Monroe and Jackson. We are live this morning. Ogden, what's up? We're with you live from Utah Eye Centers, 4360 Washington Boulevard. The doors are open. We are inside, and we are kicking off today the Road Home Apple Tree. This started, what, 2 years ago now with Utah Eye Centers, if I remember right?
Yeah.
And we started doing the broadcast. We always kick it off, our show specifically, out of the Broadway Media Cluster. And we ask you to come and sponsor a child of the road home, who needs help, who needs to get school supplies before the school year begins. So you walk in, you grab a name off of the tree, and on the back of the apple is like a just a list of things that the kid could use. Sometimes it's a backpack, other times it's certain clothes, but every kid deserves a new set of clothes before school starts. It's like one of the best parts about going to school for the first day.
Yeah, and especially, you know, like you think of a homeless kid and trying to overcome obstacles as it is, and then you send them to school, and they maybe don't have, you know, nice shoes or backpack or something, and that's just one more hurdle for them.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And we've talked before about one of the things that the Road Home does is they actually pick the kids up from the Road Home first, and then they drop them off last, so that way no one gets bullied or gets made fun of. In fact, crazy story, and I'll tell it now. I was going to tell it later on. My son Liam was telling me the other day that he had a kid in his class in first grade who was telling him how they lived in the shelter. He and his mom did for 6 months. Yeah.
Wow.
It sounds like there was an issue that happened, and the mom got away and took a few minutes to get back on her feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was just like, you just never know.
Right.
Yeah, who it's going to be. So that's why we're here today. That's why we're kicking off. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock this morning, live from the Utah Eye Centers in Ogden. Go around the room. Jackson, what's up? How are you?
So good, man.
How are you? I'm tired.
I got to tell you.
Is his mic on?
There you go.
Is my mic on at all?
How's that?
There it is.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I got to tell you. You are sitting right next to a bathroom. The door's wide open, so it's I'm having a hard time focusing on you and the toilet.
Sure.
But my eye is naturally drawn over to the toilet and away from you.
It's John and John.
It's John and
John,
the John.
John.
Oh, my God.
John and the John.
John and the John.
I've never heard a better Insta
story
photo than that.
It's like Beauty and the Beast.
Monroe, what's going on?
Hi. Good,
good
morning.
Life good?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
How was Prime Day yesterday?
Oh, so good.
Do you have any money left?
A little bit.
I'm saving it. What did you end up buying?
I got some fancy dog dishes.
Uh-huh.
I got two dog beds.
Okay.
I got a keyboard vacuum.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, did you hear the story?
What story?
Monroe was telling some of our coworkers that she bought a keyboard vacuum.
Uh-huh.
And the coworkers thought it was a vacuum with a keyboard on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
We don't work with...
Yeah, a keyboard-controlled vacuum.
We don't work with bright people, I would say.
Oh, man, that's rough, though.
Right?
Listen, in their defense, they were on a diet, okay? Yes, like, we're all going
I'm
without carbs right now.
They chose to do that for themselves. If you choose not to eat carbohydrates, don't make it my problem. And you're not above ridicule. I'm sorry.
All right, so you got the keyboard vacuum.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't remember what else.
Everything else.
I do have...
it's all a blur.
I know. I've got some potato chips.
Okay.
Coming.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Who doesn't want that?
Yeah, it was like 40 bags for $9 or something.
Well, that is a steal of a deal.
Sure.
Before Amazon, you'd have to go to a store.
I know,
and
right?
And you'd have to interact with a cashier.
And
you'd have to walk with your legs. It's terrible.
I'll tell you, weren't you guys, was it oatmeal that you two were really excited about? There was like some
instant grits.
Excuse me. Yeah, that was a steal.
I was just curious. I didn't realize that Quaker got into the grits game.
Oh, uh-huh.
And they had flavors, too. They were flavored packets. So it was just like garlic grits and butter grits and I don't know, all the grits, man.
I got to tell
you. Yeah, and it was like 75 packages for, you know, $2.
I know you were excited about the price.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
They were super cheap.
I
didn't order any.
Oh, okay. You did it. Monroe actually bought two of them.
Yeah.
Monroe bought us.
We're going to try grits.
All right. Well, this morning, Monroe will be back to just buying stuff on Amazon Prime as we do our show. also, we'll be giving you a keyword at 7 and 9 o'clock this morning. It's $1K a day, $1,000, your chance. That first keyword coming up in less than an hour. But we always like to kick off the show with a pocket full of sunshine. What do you got, Monroe?
All right. Hold on. Sorry. We're good. Okay. So there's a Marine's mom that got to throw out the first pitch at a baseball game. And then, okay, so it was kind of a cool deal, right? It's a great video. So this happened in Pennsylvania. Her name is Jennifer Miller. She got invited to throw out the first pitch. It was a minor league baseball game, so kind of like the Bees.
Yeah.
And they were honoring troops, including her son, who's been stationed in Okinawa with the Marines for the past 2 years. So that's why she got to do it. They chose her, you know. So she throws out the first pitch, and the catcher is sitting there and caught the ball. Took off the catcher's mask, and there it was, her son.
I am a sucker.
No.
These videos.
I cry so hard.
Every time. Yeah. Every single time, these videos. Nope. But this one was pretty exceptional. So I'll post this up on my blog today if you want to check it out.
All right, Jackson, let's get to your showbiz beats.
Let's do it, man. It's all powered by PRA Health Sciences, currently seeking non-smoking men and women ages 18 to 55 to participate in a clinical research study. See if you qualify today at prastudies.com. Well, we've been trying real hard to get Lindsay Lohan to come to Utah and be in our stage production of The Little Mermaid.
We are trying to help Lindsay Lohan achieve her dreams.
Achieve her dreams.
It's not 105 Days of Love right now, but I feel like this goes under the umbrella of 105 Days of Love.
We'll bring her into the fold. Yes. We'll show her some love in a world that has been so cruel to her.
Right.
But it might be a little bit harder to get her now because Lindsay Lohan is officially joining the Australian version of The Masked Singer as a judge.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh.
Lindsay.
Wow. Hey.
She can't even make the U.S. version of The Masked Singer.
What are you talking about? If I had the chance to be on TV in Australia, I would leave now.
You're not Lindsay Lohan.
I would kick you square in the teeth. On my way out, I'd burn every bridge. I'd be like, I'm Australian now, mate.
Peace.
I'm going to go out to Australia. Everything in Australia is so much better.
I'm not saying it's not a step up for some people in this world, but not for...
You really think that Lindsay Lohan's star is so big that she's above hosting a reality show in Australia?
No, I think the reality show is above her.
In Australia?
That's what I'm saying.
Really?
Yes.
What do you mean in Australia?
I don't know.
They're a big nation, a developed nation. People vacation there.
They go there from time to time.
Yeah. I don't understand. Kangaroos.
They have spiders that eat rats.
Crocodiles.
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
Sure.
The toilets spin the other way.
The toilets go the other way.
Listen. Yeah. One of my all-time favorite celebrities is Australian, and that is one Mr. Steve Irwin, R.I.P., pour one out for the homies.
Excuse me, Chris Hemsworth.
Also, but also, Steve Irwin, El Crocodile Hunter.
Sure, yes.
I am so offended by you right now.
I did not realize this was going to be such an issue.
All right, so I don't know if you guys have just not been on the internet for the last week, but there is a Facebook group called Storm Area 51.
Yep.
They can't stop all of us. Basically, a million people have joined this Facebook group, and it's spawned a bunch of memes. Everyone's talking about how in September, we're all just going to rush Area 51. We're going to take the aliens, and we're going to take them home as pets.
Right.
That's the
we're
idea.
We're also going to let the enemy know exactly what time we're coming.
Right, of course. Well, we don't be rude. Have you ever just dropped by unannounced at someone's house?
True.
No, the idea is, though, if there's a million of us, they can't shoot us all.
They can't shoot all of us.
So, that's the theory.
Yeah. Now, even other celebrities like The Rock has said that he's in.
Yeah.
Danny DeVito has said that he's in.
Dude, if The Rock's there... I'll
we're all protected.
I'll
it's
totally
fine.
Go. No.
So anyway,
just run behind him.
It's all just kind of a big joke. In fact, on the Facebook page's pinned post, it says, "Hello, U.S. government. This is a joke. I do not actually intend to go ahead with this plan. I just thought it would be funny and get me some thumbsy upsies on the internet," which is hysterical.
Wink, wink.
So here's basically what happened. Now people are taking it seriously. The U.S. Air Force sent out a statement last night saying, if anybody storms onto an active U.S. military base, they will be met with force.
They will get shot.
They will get we will kill you.
Like, read the signs.
Yeah, it says Area 51 is an open training range for U.S. Air Force, and we would discourage anyone from trying to come into the area where we train American armed forces. The U.S. Air Force always stands ready to protect America and its assets.
You ever have any friends run over by Dugway and get too close to any of the gates?
No.
I'll tell you right now, they come quickly.
No.
Oh, yeah. They're not messing around.
Really?
Yeah. So if that's
everything's patrolled by drones and everything now, too, they're going to know you're there.
Yeah. Dude,
but it's also hard to hide a million people.
Well, a million people, the idea is you overwhelm them.
You just overwhelm them. They can't kill everybody.
Some of them
Then you walk out with an alien.
Right, just one little alien. Yeah. Once you have him, he'll protect you.
Absolutely. You freed him.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're going to go down to the Shake Shack, get yourself a burger.
Uh-huh.
You're going to teach that alien all about what it's like to be American.
Soon he'll have obesity.
Yeah, exactly.
Heart disease.
Beaties.
Right, exactly.
It's good stuff. Anyway, so this is what happens when people take the internet too seriously. True. The military gets involved, and when the military gets involved, it's just not going to be a good time.
No.
So please, the official stance of the Mixed Morning Fix is don't go to Area 51, but do it.
Yeah, if you take pictures.
Take pictures.
Tag us.
Don't forget to Facebook Live it.
Tag us.
Wear one of our shirts.
Exactly. And finally, Old Town Road has officially passed the Macarena as the longest-running number one debut single.
No way!
The Macarena. It's bigger than the Macarena.
Dude.
And it doesn't even have a dance. I mean, I danced to it, but it doesn't have an official dance.
I was at the Liam's baseball practice last night, and the kids, they were all standing around, because that's what you do in baseball, singing the song and flossing at the same time. I was wow, they know it better than me.
Youths!
Yeah, exactly.
That is a showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. I wanted to talk about this yesterday. We never got to it, but Monroe put a line in her email. We send an email to each other each and every day, kind of recapping our life, saying that she hated Toy Story 4.
Excuse you?
Have you seen it?
No.
Okay, here's the thing.
Yes.
I was the same way. I was in the boat that you guys were in.
Right.
How could you hate on Toy Story? It's a movie. It's a Disney movie. Mm. I know. I get it now. What a waste. What a waste of digital media, okay?
Really?
You just throw that in the garbage.
Okay, so I brought up last week before any of us had seen it that I had a friend who saw it and said that the ending was just terrible.
It's the worst ending ever.
Really?
If that's how they're going to leave this series, you're dead to me.
Are they ending it, or are they trying to set it up to continue the series on?
It feels like a pretty hard end.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we thought that the last time, too, though.
And
he gives Bonnie all the toys.
Yeah,
he
and then
goes off
new,
to college.
Right? It was a perfect ending.
It was a perfect ending.
Just fine. And then they went, and they decided that they just needed to punch a cavity in everything.
Was it funny, at least?
Okay, the movie up until the end is great.
Oh, really?
I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Then the end happened, and that's all I can think about.
So everything else up until the end was actually a good movie.
Yeah, it's great.
That's
but the ending just, I mean,
ruined
like,
it, huh?
Furious. I walked out of there like, what?
I hate to have spoilers, and we wouldn't do it on air. I feel like I want to know what the ending is, because so many people have complained about the ending of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to know, or do I want to experience it for myself at some point? When I finally see it.
I don't know. It's up to you. I will totally tell you because
okay.
I'm upset.
you're that
I want to talk about this.
About the whole thing.
Yes!
Was Sporky everything we hoped? Forky?
Forky
would be?
Forky's great. He's great.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Tony Hale, who does the voice of Forky, was on our show.
Yeah.
We were worried about Toy Story 4 after we interviewed him.
He just kept talking about how technically beautiful,
yeah,
like how incredible the animation was. And here's the thing, he's not wrong, because I did actually see that video all about like every like Toy Story 4 was Pixar's most ambitious movie ever, like the style and the animation, and it looks stunning. So he's not wrong. But when you're an actor,
uh-huh,
and the best thing you have to say about a movie is that the animation's incredible.
Mm-hmm. I thought it looked like every other Toy Story movie.
Wow. You know, I gotta be honest, I'm the same way until like I watched this documentary that Jackson posted up on Twitter. Like up until I would never notice the detail. Like they're like, oh, did you notice that each strand moved on its own in its own life? I'm like, no. No, I did
not.
Yeah,
I did.
But it was cool to see. And, like,
yes.
I think overall, those little details really take movies to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
But we're getting awfully close to the Uncanny Valley, and it's going to be too creepy soon.
I've said it before. Hulk in the final Avengers movie, to me, was too lifelike.
No, but creepy. He was great.
Animated.
I don't need any more of that. Like, that to me, I want to go back to a claymation. Give me a puppetry. Maybe some good old...
I love puppets.
Puppets, right?
100%
all
about
I'm
that.
Asking for.
If you want me to see a... You want a guaranteed, like, $10 out of my wallet, you put puppets in your movie.
Dude,
I'm there.
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth.
Still
Labyrinth.
A great movie. Yep.
Exactly, yeah. There is the greatest photo of Monroe up on our Instagram right now.
It's my favorite thing.
You guys, I've never been more embarrassed or more ashamed of myself than when I started working on this show.
It's not your real face.
Because you made me post that picture. It's a horrible picture.
I will say, Monroe's a great sport because we make her do a lot of crazy stuff on this show. And she's always said yes. She's never once been like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
But last night, Jackson sent us this text. And he's like, hey, there's this new app. It's called Face App. And they have this... this filter that makes you look old.
And, like, realistically old.
Amazingly realistic.
Just too real.
Like, if you sat down and someone put prosthetics on your face.
Yeah.
No. I feel like I saw my mother in my picture,
really?
And it was not okay. There was a lot of things that happened yesterday after I saw that photo.
Yeah. So you just take a picture, you put on the old man filter or the old lady filter, and blammo. It makes you, like... It is what you will look like in 40 years.
And so we posted the photos, and here's the problem. Like, Monroe wasn't happy with her photo. I look pretty much like I'm going to look in just another 10 years.
Assuming you keep up at the rate you're going, you better believe it.
I know. Like, yeah. I was looking at those like, oh, that's going to happen. And Jackson looks like Santa.
I'm a foxy old man.
Jackson looks like magical.
I'm so cute.
He's still so cute.
It's
ridiculous. I don't get it. He's still like... Oh, he's just so little.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I have a baby face, but also I'm ancient at the same time.
No, but it even works. Like, it gives you, like, a little twinkle in your eye.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I look like Santa Claus. Like, straight up 100 Santa
My
Claus.
Eyes aren't even looking in the same direction in the meantime.
Monroe looks like...
Wait, so were those your glasses, or was that
no,
glasses
that was
that
the
filter
on the app,
put on?
Yeah.
They gave you glasses?
Man,
there's
how realistic looking this app is. Like, this app makes it look
that's
like
incredible.
She was actually wearing glasses. But you got to go look at the photos, because they're great. And it's trending right now. Everyone's kind of doing the face app thing.
Yeah.
Ours are up at Mix1051 Utah on Instagram.
It's really fun. All right, Monroe, let's get to a pocket full of sunshine.
Well, this just made my day yesterday. So Secret, the deodorant, Secret deodorant. Everybody's been talking about this equal pay for the U.S. women's soccer team, right? Like, there's a huge gap. Like, the guys get, what, $500,000 each?
They're talking about, this team, our women's soccer team, is amazing. And they crush
they're
it.
They're world champions,
and they keep
like
winning
every
and
single
World
Cup. They've won, like, four World Cups
and
now.
And they're paid, what the men are paid for the same exact...
And the men don't even qualify.
I know.
We didn't even qualify this last year.
So, Secret Deodorant has stepped up and donated $529,000 to the U.S. women's soccer team. So, each player is going to receive an additional $23,000.
Oh, cool.
So, Secret posted, "We proudly stand up and give the number 23 a new meaning. We are doing our part to help close the pay gap by giving the player association over $500,000 to be exact, the equivalent of $23,000 for each of the 23 players."
I like that.
Yeah.
That's rad. That's awesome.
Good for them.
Right now, though, it is time for Choose the News. Three stories to pick from. Jackson, your story is?
Well, that luau got out of hand very quickly.
Monroe.
Most common songs heard blasting from cars.
And I've got, "I don't need you, I'll be my own Nancy Drew." I will say this right now, as the texts come in, it is definitely a tie between two of us, and one of them it would not be Jackson. Jackson is getting his
vote. What?
Whatever, I have to let you guys win every now and then.
In fact, the way it works today with the text messages back in the studio, we've been having Sarah tally them up the entire time. She is sending me the final of the tallies right now. Drum roll, please.
Oh, my fingers broke out.
Why would you use your broken finger?
Come on, man.
And
she was karate chopping with her broken hand.
Yeah!
Don't mess it up.
All right, there's a woman named Danielle Reno from Kansas City, Missouri. And last Tuesday night, she stopped at a convenience store and left her SUV running. Well, she was only inside briefly, but three women decided to steal her SUV and drive off.
Oh, man.
While she was inside. Let me say this, though. Why'd you leave your SUV running?
Yeah.
If you're running in anywhere...
You're kind of asking for it.
Right?
Like, a little.
Do you ever leave your car running?
Mm-mm.
Running? I don't leave the keys in my car.
Right.
I should, because my car sucks.
You should do more.
I'd really, really love someone to take my car.
You need to take your car to Kansas City, Missouri.
Absolutely.
Well, Danielle filed a police report, but decided to also handle things herself Instead of canceling her credit cards that were in the SUV, she left them open so she could monitor how the thieves were using
them. Oh, she's brave. Snap.
Over the course of the next 2 days, she monitored where the thieves were going, and eventually they used the cards at a gas station near her house, and Danielle rushed there to ask for information.
No.
Oh, girl.
So the clerk, so she's now looking at the clerk of the gas. She's like,
right.
What'd you hear, see?
Yeah.
Tell me what you got. A clerk said that she heard the women talking about going to Applebee's.
Oh, no way.
So Danielle went to the Applebee's that was nearby.
Oh, my gosh.
Sat down and waited and saw the thieves drive up in her car.
It went down at the Applebee's in Missouri.
Then Danielle stole back her SUV because she had her keys as well.
That's hysterical.
And called the cops. And she live streamed the entire thing on Facebook.
Oh, girl, you crazy.
The cops ended up at Applebee's, and the women were arrested. Danielle with her own car back.
Wow.
I just feel like the worst crime in that entire story is that someone had to go to an Applebee's.
All right, Jackson, let's get to it. Your showbiz beat.
Yeah, let's do it. It's all powered by Vincent Surgical Arts, an industry leader in face, breast, and body transformations. For beautiful results from trusted surgeons, try Vincent Surgical Arts. Give them a call at 801-516-0366. All right. A rare prototype of a Star Wars Boba Fett action figure just sold at auction. It might be the highest price ever paid for a Star Wars toy. How much do you think this toy went for?
$12,000.
For a Boba Fett, like, action figure?
Yeah.
Are we talking, like,
it's
something
you
buy?
It's a prototype.
It's a prototype.
So it's not, it's in, so I'm gonna.
Okay.
There's only one in existence because it never actually made it to stores. It was deemed a choking hazard before they actually manufactured them.
I stand by $12,000.
Okay.
Monroe? $12,000. I'll say $25,000.
$112,000.
Oh, my gosh.
For a doll.
Are you kidding me?
Somebody paid
$112,926
at auction for the Boba Fett action figure.
Do you think as the auction house and the number kept going up, they're like, can you believe what these people are paying? Like, do you think they were even shocked at some point?
Sotheby's is just sitting there like,
really?
We're really more into selling paintings of horses. I don't know what to do with this.
It's a toy.
Yeah. Listen.
Cool.
I'm not here to disparage anybody for what they're into. I'm sitting here watching Monroe buy literally everything.
I got to tell you, Amazon Prime Day is made for Monroe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Her poor computer, I don't think the mouse will work.
It's getting hot. Yes. I can feel the heat radiating.
I had to double wrap my broken finger so I could click the mouse faster.
Oh, man. All right. You guys know the show Who Do You Think You Are, right? It's executive produced by Phoebe. What is Phoebe's real name?
Lisa Kudrow?
Kudrow.
Okay.
So, and it's kind of a genealogy show. So celebrities go on to the show and they track down their genealogy. They see where you're from. They meet your relatives. Daniel Radcliffe was on a recent episode.
Okay.
Harry Potter himself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was not great for him. He had a great-great-grandfather who he learned died by suicide because he owned a jewelry store and it got robbed. And after it got robbed, he went to the insurance company to reclaim some of the damages. And the insurance company refused to pay because he was Jewish.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
the insurance
company
was just like, no, we're not going to. You're Jewish. I'm not giving you money.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that messed up? So his grandpa ended up taking his own life.
Wow.
Jeez.
Isn't that nuts?
Way to turn that dark.
I know.
Yeah.
Now, usually it can be a little more lighthearted, but usually you find out about some real dark history.
Oh, my gosh.
Everyone's family history has a dark past. It's just natural to happen, like in any.
Oh, dude, my mom started going through ours. I'm
just go get
descended from some terrible people.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can only try to do better.
Exactly.
That's all you got. All right. Peter Weber from The Bachelorette. He's a contestant currently. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he dumped his girlfriend to go on to The Bachelorette, which is not, like, unheard of.
Don't a lot of people kind of do that?
Yeah, it's not unheard of for this to happen.
Yeah.
The thing that makes it really bad, though, is because he broke up with her 2 days before Christmas, and he broke up with her over FaceTime.
No!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great. He's a bad, bad person.
Maybe they hadn't been dating a long time.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You're going on The Bachelor to find love, quote unquote.
You don't go on The Bachelor to find love.
You're going on The Bachelor to become an Instagram influencer.
Yes, exactly.
Obviously.
Right.
Yeah. So he broke up with her 2 days. So she came out and she was like, he broke up with me. And not only that, he is a womanizer and he slept around and cheated on me a bunch of times.
Okay.
But even crazier, all these women are coming forward and saying, yeah, he is.
Oh, no.
But here's the thing. People Magazine just posted a photo of him on Instagram. Monroe and I were looking at it.
Wow.
Yeah. Listen, I can see why.
I appreciate him sharing
the
love.
He's a handsome man.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
I'm not saying it's okay.
Is that what the two of you are
trying to say?
I'm saying
that I understand it now.
Okay.
I'm just saying that, like, I'm sure he's had a lot of opportunities
that
not all of us have had.
Right.
And finally, Whoopi Goldberg says that she is not allowed to drive anymore because she's losing her eyesight.
Oh, no.
She has really, really poor vision. She says, my sight is not good enough. People get nervous when I get behind the wheels, so I'm not really allowed to drive anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
So she has to be chauffeured basically everywhere.
Well, the good news is she's Whoopi.
Oh, yeah. She got Whoopi money.
Yeah.
She's got sister act money forever and ever.
She's not waiting for UTA rideshare to come around.
Exactly.
You know? She's okay.
Yeah, it's not like she's getting bussed around by Coventry. She'll be okay. And that is a showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. I'll tell you, they have us in the lobby here of the Utah Eye Center, and the Hallmark Channel is on, and it's playing a Christmas film.
Yeah.
Candace Bergen.
Yeah.
Christmas in July. It's their thing.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
what
they do.
Yes.
Have they always done this?
They came out with 3 brand new movies just for this month.
They've always done Christmas in July. That's not new. But this year they have new movies.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, very cool. Yeah.
You should feel silly.
I should feel silly. Hey, The Curse of Monroe continues. If you've missed it, we have called Monroe Big Hands since she joined the show last year.
And I don't have big hands. I don't.
No, that's not what I'm seeing.
That's not what everyone who meets you says.
Yeah.
So with that, we thought it was always funny. And then Monroe broke her big hands when she was tearing apart a Kohl's store because they didn't have the size shoes she wanted. And so she decided to start throwing them around.
It was a TJ Maxx. She's a Maxinista.
Thank you.
She fell while trying on shoes. And
broke her finger.
Broke her finger. And then the Curse of Monroe started.
Yeah. Everyone's fingers were, no one's fingers were safe. It's all the big hands jokes.
Yes.
It's really, it's coming back for us. Because your daughter got hurt.
Yeah, my daughter Ella, she smashed her finger between two weights and broke her finger. It's been just terrible. And then Sarah, who's actually running our board back in the studio this morning, she hurt her finger playing kickball.
Yeah.
And we thought maybe we'd be done with the Curse of Monroe.
Because it always comes in threes.
Jackson.
Let me tell you.
What happened?
So, if you don't know, my side hustle is that I work with animals.
Uh-huh.
I'm an animal handler and an educator. I take them to schools and libraries and that sort of thing, which is the glamorous side of it. The less glamorous side is that I have to clean up after these animals all the time.
Yeah.
So, I was taking care of, and we do a bird show, so I was cleaning up after the birds, and I open up our cockatoo cage, and I've never had anything happen like this before. This cockatoo comes barreling out of the cage. And he screams at me.
Just like
that,
huh?
And he just bolts past me. Now, at this point, all the other birds start freaking out. And when you have 30 birds screaming all at the same time, that's a lot.
It's like a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a lot. So I reach down and I try to get, his name's Buddy. I'm like, Buddy, come on.
Uh-huh.
I try to get him up on my arm, and he bites me right on the arm.
Oh, dude.
Which was not fun.
Yeah.
Or no, he bit me on the arm. Then I reached down again, and I'm like, Buddy, you got to get up here. You got to chill out. And by this point, our green wing macaw has decided to get involved in the mix because, you know, that's what he does. So as I'm ducking and juking away from the, because he's trying to bite me too, I reach down to grab Buddy, and Buddy bites me on my hand so hard, it only broke the skin a little, but I'm just like, well, he's on, and he's like latched onto my hand. So I lift Buddy up by the mouth.
By the bite?
As he's biting me.
And I put him back in his cage, and I shut the door, and I look at it. I'm like, well, I'll just wash it, put some alcohol on it. It'll be fine. That was a week ago, and now I have a bird bite infection of some kind on my hand.
After the bite was over, you got Buddy back in the cage and he was safe, did you go and pour some hydrogen peroxide onto your wound?
No, I used an alcohol wipe.
Okay,
because I didn't have
okay
hydrogen peroxide.
Sure.
Yeah, I changed my gloves and I wiped it down with alcohol. No big deal.
Did you rub some dirt
on it? Home. No.
Okay.
No, that's I don't think very smart.
Mud,
really?
No, mud on bee stings. I know where you. Yeah, I know where you go.
Rub some dirt on it. Okay. Absolutely.
But yeah, and then I head over to my house and I dress it, bandage it. Everything seems fine. It's not bleeding, so I just don't worry about it. About 4 days later, it gets swollen and huge, and I have to lance it.
You lanced your own finger?
Yeah.
Dude. Wow.
Lanced it, put some hydrogen peroxide in there. I thought it was done.
Uh-huh.
So last night I'm at a reptile show, and I look down at my hand, and I'm like, I'm going to get it amputated if I don't do something about this. So I lanced it one more time, and this time if it doesn't work, I'm going to have to go to the doctor.
Wait, is it growing as like a boil? What is
yes,
it?
Almost. Really? It looks bad.
Yeah, it's like...
It's probably
like,
MRSA.
It's like dug in now at this point.
Have you smelled it?
No, I don't. Not interested.
Yeah.
I hope it's not gangrene.
Oh my gosh!
I'm
if
worried
it's
some sort of bird flu or something.
No, it's like a flesh-eating bacteria, amoeba.
What if this is just the beginning of my superhero story and I become Cockatoo Man?
Oh man, the worst.
You would become a bird. You would become a bird.
I would become a bird.
That would be the worst superhero.
I know.
Ever.
Just the worst.
Who came to save the Cockatoo Man?
Cockatoo Man again.
Oh,
again.
Man.
You know Spider-Man.
Is there anyone else around?
Hey
nope.
Man.
Just the bird dude.
Hi.
Jackson has his hand bandaged up though.
Yeah. I don't want to risk further infection.
You don't look well.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It'll be fine.
No,
I'm
it's
sure.
fine.
Uh-huh. I mean, worst case scenario, I get my hand amputated.
Right. That's
plenty
all...
of people with hand amputations.
Exactly. So Reddit had this question yesterday.
Okay.
What famous movie quotes would be ruined if you had to read them in your sexiest voice?
Oh. So sexy.
Is that your sexy voice?
Yeah, oh. Mr. Man.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Daddy-O.
Monroe, you unfortunately have had the privilege of being asked by actual people to talk in a sexy voice for radio commercials.
Dude, if the, like...
Women in radio.
Women in radio,
get
yes.
asked to do that sort of thing can all you, the time.
Can you be breathier? Like, they're trying to, you know, to try to say it politely.
So what do you do?
Oh, you should buy some vitamins. A female voice, they always want it to be
get
sexy.
Your summer body back.
They want you to sound like the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah.
So what we did was we took a bunch of famous movie quotes, we wrote them down, and we folded them up on pieces of paper. And I thought we'd just go around and we'll just grab famous movie quotes, and we gotta commit.
Okay.
Go as sexy as possible
for these.
You know, and I've been trying to figure out my sexy voice because, you know, it's hard when you're rocking it 24/7.
Right.
To just give you something different.
Real quick, between us here.
Yes.
There are a lot of people watching.
Yeah.
I'm not used to that.
Yeah.
We usually do this in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
my
fine.
Problem is I feel like I'm trying to talk sexy to my brothers.
Yeah. That's fair.
I'm the baby.
Inappropriate. My baby. Yeah, I'm trying to talk sexy to my baby brother.
What's going to be weirder is I'm going to not stop making eye contact
with
you.
Please don't make eye contact.
The entire time.
I'll close my eyes.
I am going to look at you.
I am going to bury myself.
Who wants to go first?
I will.
All right, go for it. Jackson, grab in there for a famous movie quote, and then let's hear it in your sexiest voice. Fuck, good job with the paper.
Thank you.
All right.
Mm. Ooh, E.T. phone home. That's all I got.
That's all
it's
it is.
Just E.T.
It's a famous quote.
Oh, E.T. phone home.
Oh, my gosh. It would have... It
ruined it.
It wouldn't have been a hit.
Ruined
it.
It
would not have been a hit.
You know, I think if they would have done that, they would have... Let's do another take. Try
this
something
time,
different.
This time,
try
not
breathier.
So spy.
E.T. phone home. Home.
Dude, your face. You're doing
well,
your
I thought
face
you have to do
too.
It with the face, well, otherwise it doesn't count.
How are you going to get it over the microphone if you're not acting
we'll
it
do
out?
An Insta story later where we do our favorite ones. All right,
let's see yours.
I have to do this.
Okay. And there are a lot of people around us.
There are a lot of people. Old people getting their eyes checked.
Oh my god!
Oh, you got yours?
This is terrible. All right, okay.
Yeah.
This is horrible in so many ways. Toto. I got a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah. Whoa, that was sexy.
Oh, my.
Judy,
my daughter just got cast as Dorothy, so this is awkward.
Oh, she got cast as Dorothy. That's cute.
I know.
Hey.
Oh, no.
How you doing over there?
Please don't make eye contact.
Look at me the whole time.
I'm so glad he's looking at you.
Hey.
Hey.
You got to ask yourself just one question.
Oh.
Do you feel lucky?
I'm about to.
I mean, the only thing you can do when John is making you uncomfortable is to make him three times as uncomfortable.
It's the only way to battle it.
Man, I was hiding under the table.
All right.
Ooh. Oh, you know, Mom always said.
No.
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Why did you write?
Because you don't know what you're going to get. You got to
always be prepared for chocolate.
Run, Forrest.
Run, Forrest.
All right, Monroe, why don't you finish this for us? What do you got? We're doing, if you're just joining us, good morning. What famous movie quotes would be ruined if you had to read them in your sexiest voice possible?
Oh my gosh, this is terrible. Okay.
I cannot believe we're doing this in public.
You're a dumb SOB bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Oh my goodness.
What are you going to do with that knife?
Why are you following up?
Oh,
why are you following
so
up?
Because
I really feel my stride.
Why did you do this to me?
Listen, we'll do the rest on our Instagram Insta story.
Oh, yeah. Let's go live.
Should we go live?
Yeah, we'll do Insta live.
We'll go to Insta live right now so you can see us here sitting at the Utah Eye Center reading famous movie quotes in our sexiest voice possible. One last time today, Jackson, let's get to your showbiz beat.
Let's do it, man. It's all powered by Robert J. DeBry. Are you seriously injured? You need Robert J. DeBry and Associates. I'm sorry. That's the wrong one. It's all powered by Larry H. Miller Toyota. Larry H. Miller Toyota, located at 5650 South State Street in Murray, or online at LarryHMillerToyota.com. My B, everybody.
It's okay. We love both.
Thank you.
Yes.
We love
everyone. We love everyone.
We love you.
Nope.
Lifetime will air 28 original Christmas movies this year, which means that they will be airing more than any other channel. Now, I know Hallmark really has a corner on the Christmas market.
Right.
We're watching Hallmark Channel right now.
I'm literally watching one as we speak.
And what is on the TV, Jonathan?
It's a Christmas movie with Candace Bergen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, here's the thing. Hallmark is making 40 Christmas movies, but the problem is that they split them between their two channels. So 26 of them are going to be on the Hallmark Channel. 14 of them are going to be on the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries Channel. So technically, Lifetime is playing two more than the actual Hallmark channel.
Hallmark has a second channel?
Yeah, it's called Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
Okay.
Huh.
I'm just shocked to learn this from you.
I'm sure it's many, many reruns of Murder, She Wrote.
I was just going to ask you if you could give me any titles of the movies that are on the Hallmark Murder Mystery channel.
It's going to be something stupid like A Christmas to Affair to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly.
Starring some guy who looks like Hugh Grant, but not Hugh Grant.
That poor man.
Yeah, exactly. Very sad news. A GoFundMe page has been set up for sitcom legend Valerie Harper, who you might remember for playing Rhonda Morgenstern on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. She's been battling lung cancer for 10 years now.
Wow.
It's been since 2009. In fact, John, you said you thought she had passed away already.
I remember when this story happened in 2009, and she did like this kind of a tour,
yeah,
like on all the sitcom or on the talk shows, and it felt like a farewell.
She was sick.
Tour.
Yeah, she was sick.
So
I
was shocked to learn that she's been battling it for 10 years.
So she's had lung cancer for 10 years, and she has also had brain cancer.
Oh my gosh!
Since 2013,
jeez.
So she's had a rough time. Sadly. sitcoms didn't pay what they do now back in the 70s. They just, you know,
it was a different
another
time.
Day. Yeah, they just went in, they got paid a day's work, and then they went away. So she is, there is a GoFundMe page that started to kind of help her through all of that, which is very, very sad. Do you have anything extra that you feel like donating to Valerie?
There you go.
Head on over, Google it. Billboard Magazine claims that TLC has canceled several of their tour dates. Did you know that TLC was touring?
I can't say I did.
I did not know that either.
All right.
The problem is that Chili lost her voice. So,
well,
how are you supposed to do anything without Chili?
Yeah.
Chili, so when I was at Coachella, Weezer was performing their cover of No Scrubs. Chili came out and sang with them.
I swear I thought there was a TLC story not too long ago that you did.
Yeah.
That had to be
it. It was my own story.
It was yours. Yeah.
I was like, I saw her. God, she can sing, though.
Really?
It's nuts. She's not just like all rhythm and no voice. She's like, she can sing.
What size venue do you think a TLC act is? Are they playing USANA? Are they playing the Depot? Where does TLC go?
If they came to Utah, I mean, I personally would put them up in USANA. But
really?
Yeah, they're probably going to go to the Depot.
USANA?
I would say Depot. Where would
Depot
you say?
Depot or the Complex.
Yeah, okay, I would Complex. Say, like, yeah. Complex.
Monroe's not going to the TLC
hey.
Show.
Hey.
They gave us one summer of incredible music.
It's true.
Okay.
It's true.
You gotta respect that. All right, so much controversy with this new James Bond movie that they've been filming between Daniel Craig just getting hurt left and right, that guy that died on the crew,
yeah,
all this nonsense. Well, now there's
the guy
even
that was arrested for peeping.
There was
oh,
yeah,
that's right.
He put a camera in the ladies' room, and they never officially announced whether or not he was part of the program, like part of the crew. But methinks he was. Well, there's a new controversy. Crew members are apparently sleeping in shipping containers in the Scottish Highlands. Apparently, there are sources close to Daniel Craig who have witnessed this. The crew arrived early to get everything set up, and when they showed up to check into their rooms and everything, there were not enough rooms at the hotel.
Oh,
no.
Uh-oh.
No room in the inn. Sorry. So they put them in these... The people booking the travel were polite and called them pods.
Okay.
Apparently, they're basically just shipping containers. And there's a toilet, like, right next to the bed. So you're just sort of sitting there, nose to nose with a John.
Oh, dude. You know?
It's an interactive experience where you can feel like you're in prison.
Yep. There are no windows. They're sweltering inside. They sleep two bunks. Or there's a bunk bed with two bunks.
No!
In every one of these teeny tiny shipping containers. No carpet. And you have to ask your roommate, hey, do you mind stepping out for just like 5 minutes? I need to use the toilet that's four feet away from your face.
That is terrible.
So, you know, not great situation over there.
I think they got to just stop filming on this one.
Honestly,
at some point, you got to walk away.
Yeah, it's obviously cursed.
Yeah.
Well, but aren't there unions that protect crew people from this sort of thing?
Because where they're filming, you might not have the same
rules. Oh, that's true. You're in Scotland.
Yeah, so if they were filming here, this would never happen.
Right.
In fact, what the crew makes here on films is
stupid.
Stupid. That's why they're over in Scotland.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, they go places where those rules are a little more lax. Mm-hmm. That is your showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. We mentioned it real quickly when we were doing our sexy movie lines, but I wanted to actually say congratulations to Monroe's daughter for making the lead in the play.
She just got one
the
of the
wonderful
leads.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, so it's kind of a mix. They're doing like Wicked and all that. So
okay.
It's going to be kind of a mixture.
A medley?
Of characters, yeah. But right. She's Dorothy.
So is this through like a summer camp?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, so her show's Friday. She just got cast yesterday.
Wow.
So last night we were just running through her lines, but I couldn't be prouder. You know how quiet and like shy she is.
Yes.
So for her to get this, man, I'm just over.
Does she just
I'm
come
so
alive,
my girl,
on stage?
She's starting to.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. She's always been kind of shy, but she's always just loved it. And,
yeah.
You know, done the dance, and this last time, man, she just like embraced it and got into it. And
is there is there just one performance then on Friday? Are there a few? Okay,
no,
one.
Just one performance, and
I know the last one didn't. Does this place offer backstage grams?
No, we don't do that in Utah.
Okay, well, Utah needs to change some. Is there any drama teachers listening right now? Because they need to change some stuff. Speaking of Monroe, Jackson, you were gone yesterday. But Monroe went to a party. She had a friend who you went to a country club.
Yeah.
And you got to experience country club lifestyle.
I've never been to one before.
Ooh, highfalutin'.
Ooh. Yes, country club. Muffin, come over here.
I know.
Jenkins, yes. Bring the Jag around. I fancy a drive.
No, totally. Yeah. I went to the club and I saw all these women just sitting around the pool, and they're beautiful and they're tan, mm-hmm. and they're ordering drinks, and their kids are going up to the window and getting as many ice cream cones as they want, and I just decided that I could fit in there.
And so she was telling everyone yesterday how it's amazing. Like, you go to a country club, you pay an amount, and then, you know, they just give you all you can eat.
It's like an all-inclusive resort.
And I said, yeah, that's not how it is.
It's
at all. No.
What are you talking about?
You pay a membership, and then pay for everything you order as well.
Yeah.
That's not free once you buy your membership. No. It's not an all-inclusive resort.
Your membership dues just get you in the front door.
In fact, you have to usually hit, like...
She says that's not fair.
She had no clue.
Your membership due is like a cover.
Yes.
It's like when you pay a cover at a bar, and then you still have to buy your drink.
Yes.
Why would anybody join a club?
Status.
You were yesterday wanting to. You were all about it.
Because I thought it was all free. I thought you just paid this one-time fee,
and then you got in,
and you could just hang out at the pool.
So now I'm worried about whatever friend she was with, because Monroe was like, oh, it's so amazing. It's all free. How much stuff did Monroe charge to her poor friend's account?
I thought that it was all
How
free.
Rich is your friend?
Well,
How
so
bad
it's
should
not,
you feel
not
about
even,
it is the real
right,
question.
Yeah, I guess
this
so,
is
right?
the worst part. It's not my friend, okay? It was the mother... My daughter got invited to a birthday party that was there.
Oh.
Oh, man.
So
all
it was
of her
my
fancy
daughter's...
friends were like, can you believe the poor people and how much they ordered? So rude. So tacky.
And if you thought the soft serve ice cream was a la carte.
And if you treat it like an all-inclusive, it's a lot of... You take like a bite.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, like, you don't finish it.
Yeah, just let me try it.
Yeah, exactly. I'll have one of all of the things you have here. Yeah.
Everything means nothing if I can't have you.
He made it Instagram official that he is dating Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes.
Mix 1051. He didn't make it official. E! News claims that it is official.
So the photo they have is just he's braiding Camila Cabello's hair. Which...
I know.
Yeah. Listen.
And all I'm saying is just because you like to go fishing doesn't mean you like seafood. I have my own feelings on the matter.
Yes, you do. Yes.
Oh, come on. Shawn finally got the girl. He never gets the girl.
Well, because, you
like,
know.
He's just constant friend
You're
zoned.
Trying to sell a dog to a man who fancies cats.
Shawn Mendes coming to town tonight.
Yeah.
Living small
Probably
Marina.
In town
what
right
if Camila's
now?
With them?
Oh.
Camila Cabello.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I like to think Sean's listening to us. He's there.
Yeah.
He turned us on. He's
yeah,
like,
Shawn, I don't know if you listen to all that garbage that they just spewed, but I'm cool. I'll totally
I love you. No one loves Shawn Mendes than me on this show. All right.
He is adorable.
Yeah. You remember the Mendes minute?
Oh,
that was
my
all
gosh.
Me.
I was out for a few days, and Jackson was hosting the show and decided to do the Mendes Minute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shawn Mendes news stories only in that minute?
Yeah.
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 1 minute of just nothing but Shawn Mendes facts, news, appreciation.
It's what the people wanted.
That is not what the people wanted, it turns out, but that's
turns
what
out, no.
I wanted.
We are live from the Utah Eye Centers. We're at the Utah Eye Center in Ogden. That is 4360 Washington Boulevard. There are three locations for Utah Eye Centers. Monroe, why are we here today?
Because we've got this apple tree, and you can actually find these at all the Utah Eye Centers. So they have an apple tree, and it works just like it does at Christmas. You go and you pick an apple off the tree, and on it tells about a kid who is staying at the road home and what they might need in order to go back to school.
It's the 15th annual Road Home Apple Tree Program. It runs through August 23rd, so you do have time to swing by any of Utah Eye Centers, grab one of these apples, and then go purchase items. And if you just want to throw cash, if you go to our website at mix1051utah.com, you can click on the Road Home Apple Tree, and there's donate buttons. And for like $25,
nice.
That gift will buy a new backpack. $100, your gift will provide one child with a new outfit and backpack for their first day of school. Old Navy's a partner in this as well. So, again, it's the Road Home Apple Tree and our website, mix1051utah.com. It's been fun having listeners come by and just grabbing apples and kind of talking to them because they're in the same boat as like us where, you know, we have kids who, let's be honest, they're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
We're lucky.
Yeah.
Like, we know we're lucky.
My kids are so lucky.
I try to tell them that all the time as they're rolling their eyes at me. Like, you are so lucky. Like, there are people right now who are dealing with this where they just want new shoes.
Yes.
Some of them aren't even asking for shoes. Some of these apples, they're asking for socks and underwear.
Just that's the so basics. Sad.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to be a part of it, again, our website, mix1051utah.com. I've been dealing with this all morning, and I need to just get it out. So
okay.
Wow. Can I
help just need
you?
to share it with someone.
Uh-huh.
Jackson's been building this catio. For his
I know,
cat.
It's I the cannot cutest believe- thing ever.
Can I throw it out there? Monroe has been looking for cat toys for me
and
stuff.
So then Monroe decides to jump in on this thing. And I've spent the last hour listening to the two of them design a cat patio.
Well, it's the beginning of our reality show.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Some super gay dude and one hot mom, we get together, we build catios.
The new Chip and Joanna.
Yeah.
Right over here.
Like Chip and Joanna, but all we do is build catios.
From the catio show.
So you find crazy cat people.
Uh-huh.
You go to their place.
Yeah, we look around for like, you know what your cats need? Catio.
Yeah. Because what cat doesn't need a catio?
Yeah, it's like we've learned recently, it's not great for your cat to be outside. Mm-hmm. Like, they get worms, they destroy natural bird populations, they could get hit by cars. Obviously, we don't want to do that to them.
Mm-hmm.
But they love being outside. My cat loves being outside. It's his favorite thing. So I'm building him a little catio, and I'm just like, you know what? This is coming along nicely.
Uh-huh.
It looks good out there.
It really does. Yeah. You've done a nice job.
Thank you.
So
Joanna.
Seriously, I've seen the first episode of the reality show listening to the two of them for the last hour. Got to tell you, I think maybe like HGTV.
Yeah. Uh-huh. If you know anyone at HGTV, you let them know that we are ready for our close-up.
This neon cat sign. By the way, on Amazon for $10.
Yeah.
You don't need a neon.
Cats could have a nightlight on the catio.
I don't have enough room for the neon sign on the catio.
Your neighbor hates the fact that you have a back porch light.
Well, it's not a big neon sign. Oh, okay. By the way, I told my roommate that my neighbor doesn't like our back porch light.
Yeah.
She looked at me, she goes, okay. Like, could not have cared less
that's how
about
works.
What our neighbor thinks about our back porch light.
Absolutely. On our Instagram, Jackson found this face app.
Yeah. Apparently, it's been around for a while, but they just redid the old person
Got
filter.
It. Okay.
So it, like, makes you look like you're 40 years older or so than you are.
And it's really well done.
It looks incredible.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a Snapchat filter where it's like, blurry and obviously, like, it looks real. It's crazy.
So we did it to the three of us. I look pretty much like how I do now.
You look like if you had taken up smoking when you were 16.
Right, exactly. Not much else changes in the photo. Monroe's photo is just...
I didn't want to send it.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys had to force me to send it to you,
Monroe's,
and I didn't want to do it.
Your photo brings me such joy.
It's my favorite thing.
It really
Why
is.
Would you want to deprive of this special gift that you've given us? All morning long, I just keep flashing it at John. I just pull it up. I'm like, John, look.
I know. It's not funny.
And then pretty Jackson funny. Looks so charming.
I'm such a cute old man.
You are.
It's disgusting.
I'm dangerous. Ridiculous. I can't do nothing.
No, you look like Santa.
I look like Santa. Straight up Santa Claus.
Or Ernest Hemingway, perhaps?
I'll take it.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good one. Someone said John Hammond from Jurassic Park. I said, dream roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take
Fantastic.
That.
Fantastic. Yeah.
So I got a lot to look forward to when I'm in my 70s.
People were very complimentary about you.
Yeah.
And that's about it on the post.
Uh-huh.
So.
I can't even go look at the post.
Why?
I'm so embarrassed. I'm horrified. Look at it.
Jackson, stop showing
it's
it
my
to
favorite
me.
Thing. Yeah, go over to Mix1051 Utah on Instagram because let me tell you, Monroe's picture alone is worth looking at. It's hysterical.
Two people said, John, you don't look any different between the filters. That hurts.
That's got to hurt, man. I'm sorry
about
that. Are you going to be okay?
Oh. But they're not
going
to cry about it. They made my bags just a little bigger. That's about all they did. Hey, did you see the story of Australia had the worst tattoo contest?
Yes.
And people participated?
Of course. It's, you just show like who has the worst tattoo.
Oh, okay.
Now, the guy who won, I got to tell you, I think it's fantastic.
Okay.
He has a six-pack of beers tattooed on his stomach.
You would think that's fantastic.
Says, instead of hitting the gym to build a six-pack, he had a literal six-pack on his rather large beer-drinking belly.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
No, it's not.
It's funny.
It's pretty funny.
It's not a worse tattoo.
It's not great, though. I've seen some bad tattoos.
Exactly.
So.
Haven't we all?
Dude.
One of my favorites. I think he actually won a prize at the Salt Lake Tattoo Convention one time. But some guy got an alien riding a shark, like, tattooed on his arm.
That's funny.
Was hysterical. I was like, oh, man. I wish I had that sort of confidence.
Right, to walk around.
That I could pull off with an alien riding a shark tattoo.
Yeah. There is currently a blimp flying over downtown Salt Lake City.
Oh,
we're up in Ogden, but it's all over Twitter.
What is it doing?
It's a young living blimp.
Oh.
They must be having their
conference
or something, because actually I knew someone coming in for the Shawn Mendes show tonight, and they said that, like, hotels downtown were super expensive.
Yeah.
So maybe Young Living's doing something down there.
They gotta be. Man, that means our entire block is gonna smell like sage and
lavender.
And cinnamon.
Yes.
Rosemary. It's too much.
A little bit of everything.
A little rosemary. They're walking around like seasoned chickens. Like, I can't believe we're the dominant species. I really can't, because the fact that we just season ourselves and then go out into the wild is stupid.
Do you believe this blimp will be throwing samples of essential oils?
Oh, what if it's like what are those? Is it a humidifier?
Oh, where it's just like the gas?
The aroma thing?
They're just an
infuser?
That's called a chemtrail?
Yeah, I know, right?
Are you trying to get Young Living to gas us? You heard it here first, folks.
What if it's like infusing the air with, some
Alex
eucalyptus?
Jones, if I've ever heard something right there.
Chemtrails! Let me tell you, chemtrails. Yeah. Coming from the Young Living blimp.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's where it starts, people.
That's where it
starts.
They're
affecting your mind.
And who knows where it's going to go.
Right. People online are freaking out about a hidden sock hack.
Sock hack.
I saw this.
Did you see this?
Yes, okay. I love it.
You're going to have to help me, because here's the deal. This online retailer posted a hack that turns normal tube socks into a no-show ankle sock.
Mm-hmm.
So tube socks are the socks that you wear, and they kind of go up to like your
yeah,
knee.
Yeah, like mid shin.
Okay. And I guess what you do is, if you're wearing like some kind of tiny shoe, you don't want to have the socks going up to the knee.
Dude, the struggle is so real. Even if they say they're no-show socks, they still show.
I'm an anti-knee sock kind of guy.
Oh,
so
is that your stance?
Yeah.
Okay.
All my socks cut off at the ankle anyway. Also, what about this hack? Scissors. You just cut the top of it off. Boom.
Well, here's how you do it. You put on the tube sock like you normally would.
Uh-huh.
Then you start peeling it off so it turns inside out.
Uh-huh.
But don't you take it off the whole way. No,
yeah,
no, no.
It's about half foot.
When you get to your toes, you take the extra part of the sock that's dangling, and you wrap it down under your foot.
Uh-huh.
And hook it behind your heel.
Yeah, you hook it back on your heel.
And I guess if you do it right, you end up with the part of the sock covering just the front half of your foot. The rest is under your foot and hooked under your heel.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me like it would be uncomfortable to walk.
Yeah, that's so much bunched up fabric on your toe.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. I got to try it.
Okay.
I have sandals on. When I read this article, I watched the video.
Oh, did
I watched
you really?
The how-to. Yeah.
Okay, so you watched the whole thing.
I'm into it.
All right.
I'm in it.
Keep us posted on
that.
Okay,
I'm
very excited to find out.
I will.
According to a new survey, moms spend about 1,400 hours worrying about their baby during the first year.
Oh, I believe it.
That adds
up
to
about
8 weeks.
I couldn't even sleep.
Yeah. I remember that. That first year.
Yeah. It was terrible. In fact, I started sleeping with my kids. I know you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
But just so I could get some rest.
Because that was
so
like
I knew
the
they were right
way.
There by me, so I knew if they were breathing.
Moms also do an average of 330 Google searches on possible health issues in the first year.
Dang.
In the first year.
It's almost once a day. But I will say this. Babies do a lot of weird stuff.
So much weird stuff.
And you just don't know, like, is this like a normal thing or?
My doctor was pretty cool, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, could you imagine just being a pediatrician?
Being Monroe's doctor.
Yeah, I'm sure Monroe.
Can
and then Monroe would, like, tell you that you're wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, like how she got, like, four opinions on her kids.
Yes, exactly.
Now, granted, she was right. But I hate having to admit it.
No. Did you call your doctor a lot?
Well, you know what I did? I kept taking videos.
Oh.
And then I'd schedule an appointment for, something. And then I would go and I'd show him like four or five videos like, okay, so she does this. Is this normal?
Oh, you're a handful.
But what about when she does this?
I
do you see this mark?
You are giving him the replay camera.
Yeah.
Oh,
they, new moms reach out to people for advice 337 times in the first year.
I have my best friend is she is a surgical assistant for a proctologist.
Okay.
And I would call her for it.
You felt like she was the one to talk about baby stuff to.
I feel like she'd be the one if you were having a hard time with some butt stuff. But not so much. I mean, it's just baby stuff.
Baby stuff. She's like, I haven't had this since my residency.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what's wrong with your gross baby.
Top five things moms worry about in the first year.
It's not eating enough or it's eating too much.
The amount of milk or formula the baby is taking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, number three. Yeah.
You know what I remember is every time my baby had a good poop, I felt so relieved.
So
like,
proud.
Whew.
You're doing it right.
Like I felt like maybe I had a part in it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I did that. That was me.
Is that on there?
That is not on there. No.
The BM isn't on there? No. Come on.
How about the crying? Either too much or too little?
I'll tell you, that was like one with us, with Ella.
Ella?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ella was colicky for 5 years. And so like,
she's only four.
Yeah, it's strange. Number one's the baby's overall health. Like, you're just worried that they're healthy.
Breathing. If you're breathing, okay.
Yeah.
Then I know we can
do solve anything
yes!
else.
Number two, if the baby is hitting milestones at the right age.
Oh, yeah, so, I remember that. Like walking?
Know. Yeah, or crawling or walking or rolling over or tummy time or, you know, it's just.
My baby's walked really late.
Mm.
And I did that on purpose. It's because I was afraid of my kids walking, becoming mobile.
Oh.
But people would always be like, oh, my kid walked when they were 4 months old.
Poor Monroe's kids, they'd get up to start walking. She'd like knock them over.
Yeah.
And be like,
get down.
I would trip them.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Whoa.
Not get someone that's mommy still.
I know. And then every night as they sleep, she's like, you need me.
You need me. Say mama.
Number three is the amount of formula they're taking or milk. Number four, if they're growing like they should.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I was talking with Ella.
You just asked me that yesterday.
I was talking with that about to Monroe because my daughter Ella is 3 pounds.
Yeah, she's
and
teeny.
So
she's a wisp.
She is
the actual definition of a wisp.
She is Thumbelina.
She's adorable. Like, she's so adorable.
Thumbelina. And then finally, if they're getting the right amount of nutrition, which is kind of like the...
That's the same thing.
The BM.
Okay, no one chose your BM.
That wasn't a concern, sorry.
You called a proctologist for baby advice.
Yeah, no wonder you're so interested in BMs. Because the proctologist is just like, I don't know, did it poop?
Right, exactly.
Because that's my specialty.
Are you guys ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah!
Did you know Rick Moranis? Everyone know who Rick Moranis is? Was the
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Exactly,
okay.
Yeah.
He also played Barney Rubble in the live-action Flintstones.
Ah.
One of the best movies.
One of the best movies ever.
Rick Moranis was the first pick to be Ace Ventura.
No, that would have been terrible.
He turned it down, so it went to Jim Carrey.
I'm glad he turned it down.
I think it would have been a different movie, but he
Completely.
Has like,
it would have been
more
different,
family.
But he's very charming.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
It would have been more family, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been more family.
Yeah.
Which would have been fine.
It would have been okay.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have made a bad one with number two, When Nature Calls.
Oh, so
Are
bad.
Are you kidding?
Do not tell me you like When Nature Calls.
Chicago!
Oh.
Bumblebee tuna.
Okay.
Bumblebee tuna.
I need you guys to both, I don't know if you have yet, but get on Netflix and watch the documentary Jim and Andy. It is, you will never look at Jim Carrey the same way again.
I don't want to.
He's crazy.
He already,
like,
I know.
But like legit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to ruin anything, so I'm not going to say it. But
man.
That documentary... He needs to be institutionalized. It's that bad.
Okay, so it doesn't make you a bigger fan.
Yeah,
no.
See, that's why I don't want to watch it.
It makes you concerned for him.
Really?
Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls in particular, I thought was like one of the best movies
When he
ever.
Comes out of the rhino? Did you enjoy that part
yes!
of it?
Yes! Are
bet
you kidding
you did
me?
Like that part
it's
of
hilarious.
It.
Hilarious! Oh, right,
yeah, let's put an end to this. We got it.
Jackson,
we gotta go.
Final thoughts.
Yeah, your podcast is going to be late today. Sorry about it.
Yeah.
That's all I got for
we
you.
We have to drive back.
Yeah, I got to drive all the way back to Salt Lake from Ogden.
That's right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, man.
Monroe, final thoughts?
$1,000 a day continues
yes, it does.
For the rest of the day. We're also going to do it again tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep. Noon will be the next time with Dylan. Don't forget, if you can, swing by and go to any of the Utah Eye Centers. You have through August to donate for the road home. It is John, Monroe, and Jackson. Thanks to Nils for being here and setting up.
Nils, doing it up, man.
Thanks to Sarah, who kept us on air all morning.
Great
Sarah
work,
Sarah.
We'll leave you with Ed Sheeran on Mix 105.1.